Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tuesdays mean two grand slams. 7:25 this morning, your chance to win $2,000. 7:35, do you tell your partner when they look bad? Remember, the show had that issue. We're talking about the Tigers. Do you tell your baseball team when they look bad?
Or how many strikes you're going to give the president of baseball operations? Sure you do.
Of course you do. Why wouldn't you? Ticket Texter says, Jim, you act like if they made moves, they'd be the 27 Yankees. It goes both ways. No, guys, it's pretty obvious. They need more than one run. They don't have to score eight or nine to win. They pitch fairly well. This was kind of a given. It was also a given they were going to struggle at the plate, and it was not upgraded. The payroll was cut. It's an issue again. I was wrong about Chapman, but I wasn't wrong about the problem that this team continues to face. They're one game above 500, squandering really good to great pitching.
Right, and so the issue is that they didn't do anything to add bats or add offense.
Besides Canna, which was an early in the process thing.
Right, but it's, and I understand your frustration, but they weren't going to go out and pay Shohei Ohtani $75 million a year.
Yep.
And so that's where you're looking at this going, all right, what were the options available? But it's also trades. We saw the Arise trade yesterday. That was an opportunity that, and I don't know if Scott Harris is even looking at opportunities like that of trading prospects for something that could help them score right now. That's the frustrating part is, and some of the, you just wanted to take a shot.
Yeah.
Some of those that you have mentioned and that we brought up early in the season, maybe they are not panning out or they're not panning out yet. Injuries.
Bellinger's hurt, but was producing. Chapman is not at all playing up to what he had previously done.
Right.
Yes.
But those teams took a shot.
Yep. Texter says, I'd rather clean my car than watch the Tigers. That's Rob in Clinton Township.
Oh, man. I need to do that, too.
I'd rather cut my lawn with a pair of scissors than watch the Tigers. Says, I'd rather watch The Real Housewives than get the Bally app and watch this baseball team. Tigers are bad, throwing an umpire who doesn't know a ball from a strike, and we're doomed. Yeah, the Tigers, I'm not going to make this an excuse for why the Tigers didn't win, but the Mark Canna at-bat in the fifth inning, for people who were watching, you know what I'm talking about, for people who weren't. It was a seven-pitch at-bat, where not a single pitch went over the plate, and he struck out looking. The seventh pitch was a curveball that started high in the zone, never dropped in the zone, and the guy struck out. And it's not the first, but it's the latest example of, can we get the challenge system? Can we get the robo-umps? Can we get better balls and strikes? Like, this guy has a good eye. He is one of the better plate discipline hitters in all of baseball. He doesn't chase. He wasn't throwing a single pitch over the plate. Seven throws, and he strikes out looking.
I don't want the robo-ump. I want the umpires to be held to a higher standard. And for penalties to be in place, and if you need to be replaced, then you replace an umpire. And I don't know why Angel Hernandez is still employed. Some of these umpires are still employed by Major League Baseball because they have a track record of being awful. There are also a track record of really good umpires with really good strike zones. Now, are they prone to make mistakes? Sure. but not on a regular basis. Every single game, there's issues. And that's where I think Major League Baseball could take a major step forward, is have some system in place where you're grading umpires, and if they're consistently bad, you either correct the action or you move on from that umpire.
I agree, and they're too entrenched, and they do not hold their own accountable. We don't, and we see this in sports too. Refs don't ever want to overrule a referee's call. Umpires, they seem like they're invincible, and they act that way, and there's kind of an arrogance to it. There needs to be a check on them. And, John, you think that should come from the internal review of these umpires. The reality is even the good ones do miss calls.
Sure.
I would love an in-game review where we go, beep, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop. Here's the strike zone. You missed it. This is a key pitch. This is a key play. Let's get it right.
We just sped the game up. Don't slow it down again.
How about only a couple key times then? Can we
When are the key times? When are you going to choose when those key times are?
You make it a challenge system. I get it. You don't want to go full robo right away. Can we get a little bit of a, hey, hold on now. That was bases loaded in the eighth inning. We're not going to get a better chance than that. Can we go beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, and go in and look at the robo?
I would be open to that discussion of, you know, hey, is it like football where you have, you know, two challenges, and if you get one right, you get another one back? It's, I'd be fine with that, but don't go down the road of challenging every ball or strike. That would be absolutely awful. Then I would take the scissors to the front lawn.
Ticket Extra says, I'd still rather watch the Tigers than do a Pistons pregame show, signed Chris Fallar. And John, I'm uncomfortable reading this one. This is up for your discussion.
Oh, okay. The highlighted one?
The only one at the top.
Oh. Oh, boy.
You do not have to read it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stay away from
that
one.
All right, perfect. Yeah. You can pass it on to Heather. I don't think she's going to read it either. Texture.
It's well written, but yeah.
Nope. No. Okay. It involves Harbaugh and your wife. Anyway, listening to you two whine about the Tigers is absurd.
Not my wife.
Not your wife. The Texture's wife. Be even more out of bounds if it was your wife. Anyway, says, listening to you guys whine about the Tigers is absurd. They're still developing. They spent money on Maeda, Flaherty, Urshela, and Canna. The lazy takes again by this station. Yeah, here's what I tell you. You're alone, because the very next text says they're the only team that can't overcome a solo home run. Yeah, that's kind of the state of the Tigers. That's who they are. Another one says, I'm done with Scott Harris, smartest guy in the room. It's kind of like Bob Quinn. He already proved that with the E-Rod trade. He is not the smartest guy in the room.
Well, I'm willing to give him some time. Now, we're all going to suffer by it. And I want to know if these young bats don't work out, if it's not Colt Keith, if it's not Spencer Torkelson, if it's not Parker Meadows, if it's not any of these young bats, then when you get to this offseason, that theory, that philosophy, that process didn't pan out. Now what are you going to do? You get to the trade deadline. Right? Those are different things, different situations, because, again, this is a system that he took over that it wasn't great. And you have contracts. He was saddled with the first year with Miggy's contract. Yep. Now he's saddled with, and at the same time, Javi Baez's contract. But once one of those goes off, it's okay to spend some money and bring in another bat and continue to put pieces together while you are developing those young bats that can help guide some of these. And I know we talked about Arise yesterday, who is now a Padre. And you had an opportunity to get a two-time batting champ. And I don't even know if he was in on the discussion. Did this happen in the dark of night, and all of a sudden, boom, he ends up in San Diego? Or were there agents involved that said, hey, we're talking about this with the Padres. Any chance you want to get in on the action?
I don't know factually. I can just tell you philosophically, I don't think it's a player Scott Harris would pursue, because you can't block Colt Keith and you can't block Parker Meadows and you can't block
Spencer Torkelson. But it's a guy that you could bring in.
John, it's not about winning. It's about those guys getting ABs. Arise will help them win. That is not the priority. Say the quiet part out loud.
It's an opportunity to bring a guy in like that that could help a Colt Keith.
I agree.
Now, you have hitting coaches. AJ Hinch is there. You have a whole list of assets that can help these players improve. But one of the things that helped me the most as a young player was when they brought in Andy Heck, who was a left tackle. He'd been in the NFL a long time, and I was on a very veteran offensive line. I started as a rookie, and part of my growth, the acceleration of my ability to play at a professional level was because, yeah, I had a good coach in Russ Grimm, but I also had players, and you sometimes take more things from the players than you do the coaches. It's like when somebody else tells my kids what, you know, I'll tell Jack something in football about pass sets. And he'll look at me like I have four eyeballs. And then somebody else who's never has not played or had my experience tells him the same thing. And he's like, oh, that's gold. Like it sometimes it's just the messenger and it can come from players. It doesn't have to just come from the coaching staff.
I am 100% with you. They could have developed players and added a couple more bats. Well, it would mean less at-bats for the young guys. Yeah, but it would mean quality. It would mean competition. This is how most teams develop young players. They don't hand it to them. They have to develop it. They have to earn it. There would have been nothing wrong with trying to compete a little bit and developing guys along the way, walking and chewing gum at the same time. They went all in on the player development route. Well, I'm looking around. Parker Meadows just got sent down. Cole Keith's hitting below the Mendoza line, and Spencer Torkelson's an abject failure so far this season. Like, the player development side, not exactly a win. One more ticket text. Would you guys please stop being so negative about the Tigers? They're above 500. Who wouldn't take that 35 games in? Signed, Mark Ryan. It's 97-1.
In an instant, an auto accident could put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's a must to hire the right lawyer who will make sure that the insurance companies pay what they owe you. Injury attorney David Feminino and his team have been making insurance companies pay for almost 30 years, and he can help you with your injury case as well. David is ready to speak with you personally right now if you call 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've got two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25. Two quick ticket texts. I'd rather listen to cat stories and build a catio with Costa, signed Chad. Things you'd rather do than watch the Tigers offense. One more. I'd rather have Bridezilla, Beezilla, Tattoozilla, and Skunkzilla mad at me for smoking a blunt near the park, Jody.
Oh, wow. Now. There's a lot of Zillas
What's
in there.
What's the Tattoozilla?
Are you a Tattoozilla?
And this, what was the other one?
Skunkzilla? I think the weed smell.
Oh, well, I don't actually mind the smell. So the only time it's when and where, right? Yeah. So we established that yesterday.
So the only Zilla you're out on is Tattoozilla. The other ones all fit.
Not the Skunkzilla. Okay. Where'd that? No, that's out too.
Yeah.
Okay.
My goodness.
You're not opposed to tattoos. Just you don't have any.
Oh no, I like tattoos. Okay. Yeah. Just not on me.
Does Colin have any?
Yeah.
No. Okay. He's not a tattoo guy. I can't picture him with a tattoo.
You said that kind of like it was a dig. Oh, you know, he's not a tattoo. He's not cool enough.
No, he does not have any tattoos. Okay. He will never have a tattoo.
Okay.
I shouldn't say never, but never.
Not currently.
Yeah, no.
Heather with the news. All right, what do we got?
Snoop Dogg, let's talk about him. He's making NCAA history by getting his own college football bowl game.
Oh, yeah.
So it's called the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. So this is the first ever bowl game to be presented by an alcoholic beverage company, which is why he is making history. He made the announcement on Twitter saying that he's excited to bring the juice back to college football. Whether you're there or not, we'll see you there.
I mean, why not?
He's so cool.
Yeah.
I like Snoop a lot. Yeah. Yes. We've been talking a lot about, you know, pregnancies, or more the labor this morning.
The delivery.
Yeah. A pregnant woman, 23 weeks, just outran 7,900 others to win a half marathon on Saturday. Look at this woman go. She was running in the Indianapolis 500 Festival Mini Marathon, and she covered the 13.1-mile distance in 75 minutes and 16 seconds. So she was more than a minute ahead of any other females in the race. And last year, she also won the race. Her time then was 71 minutes and 31 seconds. So
the kid slowed her down 4 minutes, eh?
It did. She said, obviously, it wasn't a PR, but this was probably her favorite race to run, and the fact that she ran it while she was creating a child.
As a tandem.
Pretty darn cool. So good for her.
It's incredible.
Several roads in West Bloomfield are closed after a substantial amount of an oily substance was discovered overnight. Yeah, the oily substance was found on Square Lake Road between St. Joseph Street and Pine Ridge Road, and it was also found on some of the side streets in the area. So the roads were closed because they were deemed too slick to drive on.
Wow.
Police and the fire department have declared it a hazmat situation, but they also say that the substance is not harmful.
But they don't know what it is?
Well, they haven't said what it is, if they know what it is.
Huh.
It's a strange, oily substance covering the roads. Strange. Hmm. Very strange indeed. Yeah. Yes. Two drunk drivers were hurt in a wrong way crash on I-696 over the weekend, and there was no oily substance on the road there. One driver was driving the wrong way down the freeway early Sunday morning when they just slammed head on into the other driver, who also happened to be intoxicated or impaired. Both men were taken to the hospital for treatment and a blood draw. And Michigan State Police First Lieutenant Mike Shaw is just kind of saying, hey, we've had so many impaired drivers lately. Over the weekend, 13 were arrested just over last weekend. And is reminding everybody, there's a lot of other options available. And you can avoid getting behind the wheel while impaired.
It's so easy to get a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Right
now. With Lyft, Uber, ride shares, or
call a friend.
Yes, without a doubt. Okay, we've been talking a lot about the roast of Tom Brady. And there's one person... Well, more than one. There's at least two people who aren't laughing at the jokes made at the roast. And one of those is the ex-wife of Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen. She is not happy with the jokes made about her, especially. And especially the one that hinted at the fact that she
infidelity.
Possibly cheated on Tom Brady.
Well, there were
right?
several of those jokes.
Oh, my God. The whole thing was littered with jokes just like that. Yeah. A source says that she isn't just furious with the people who roasted Tom and made fun of her. She's livid with Tom for even agreeing to do the roast in the first place. And she blames Tom for not even taking her or their children into account. Because they've got a 14 and 11-year-old who are bound to hear some of these jokes and understand what is being said, right? They're teenagers, preteens. So I I can understand that.
I 100% understand her point of view.
Now, the other person who isn't happy with the roast, you want to take a guess?
I'm going to guess somebody related to or could have been related to Aaron Hernandez.
Exactly. The former fiance of Aaron Hernandez is not happy at all about the jokes. She thinks that any jokes about him should have just been off limits, right? She also has a child, 11-year-old daughter that she shared with him. Same thing she said. Her daughter's going to hear about this. She is not, a baby. And
her daughter can also probably use Google.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I saw a quote that she was worried that their kids were going to think less of Aaron Hernandez. I'm sorry, he killed people. There's not much to think highly of to start with.
Yeah. There was some dark humor.
There was.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
I can understand both aspects as being moms and... Sure. Trying to protect yourself, saying, no, I did not, in fact, cheat with my jujitsu instructor.
Yeah.
Even though that was definitely insinuated.
Heavily implied.
Yes.
Let's get to the two grand slam.
You gave away a lot of money last week. I wasn't here because I was
car
in
accident.
An awful car wreck. But I did go back on the app and listen to it because I had to, because it's like the highlight of
it
my Tuesdays and Thursdays, which was amazing. Yeah. Was the dad of the guy who guessed Denzel Washington.
His son by a C-note.
Pretty incredible, right? Now, the rules of the game are really simple. Our contestant's going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. They're going to get $25 for each question they answer correctly. If they don't know an answer, they can pass. If there's time, we'll get back to it. And if they get all 10 right, they're going to get $2,000.
Today's contestant, Colin in Dearborn. Are you feeling lucky, Colin?
Oh.
Let's go. I'm so ready. I've been calling for 2-3 years trying to get on, and I'm so excited to finally get on today.
All right. Today's your day.
Let's go.
All right.
I got my kids in the other room right now. Like, they're screaming my name right now, so hopefully I can win them some money.
You could have used them as a lifeline if you want to have them in the room with you, maybe.
We always love a cheering section.
How old are your kids?
Well, 4 and 2.
Maybe keep them in the other room.
Yeah.
All right, Colin, your time is going to start when I start reading the first question. Here we go. What is Spencer Torkelson's jersey number?
20.
Who are the Boston Bruins playing in the second round of the NHL playoffs?
Oh, Panthers, Florida.
Jim Acosta is the anchor of this cable network.
NBC.
This band had the 2005 hit Beverly Hills.
Weezer.
This golf major will be held next week in Louisville, Kentucky.
U.S. Open.
Where did Ennis...
PGA Championship.
Where did Ennis Rankstra play in college?
Missouri.
Who are the New York Knicks playing in the second round of the NBA playoffs?
Pacers.
Where did Charles Barkley play college basketball?
Auburn.
Auburn University is located in this Alabama city.
Auburn.
Who is the head coach of the Boston Celtics?
Pass.
Who is the head coach of the Boston Celtics?
Joe Mazzulla.
Oh, you got it!
1, 2, 3, 4.
I have 8?
Yeah, 8. Well done.
Colin, nice work.
Yeah, $200. We heard the cheering section, too.
Yeah. Here, let's... Hey, guys. Hey, you guys say hi?
Yeah.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
What's your name?
The library
says. His name's David. We're going to the library today.
Big trip. Oh, that's awesome. Well, congratulations, $200.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
We'll put you on hold, but make sure you get paid. An impressive run.
And he was so close to getting 9.
Oh, man.
Because
he realized after he
already answered.
Yeah.
Let's go through this. 2 Grand Slam brought to you by Femininio Law. Colin in Dearborn got 8 of 10 correct. Torkelson's number is 20. The Bruins are playing the Florida Panthers. Jim Acosta is an anchor for CNN.
Not NBC.
Doesn't listen to Brian Chapman, apparently.
Weezer had Beverly Hills as an 05 hit. Golf major next week in Louisville is not the PGA. Or it is the PGA. It's not the U.S. Open. Yeah. Rakestraw played at Missouri. He got that right. The Knicks are playing the Pacers. Barkley at Auburn. Auburn is in Auburn. And Joe Mazzulla, good pull at the end.
Mm-hmm. This guy was one of the best people never to win. Like
yeah.
Competing wise, like he could have won many. He probably could have won this one if he would have. He was a little like trigger happy. Like well, he had the PGA.
Yeah, he knew it.
He just jumped. He had time, and I think he was a little. The clock made him lose.
The clock and the cheering section. You can hear there was a lot going on
and
there.
And he still did good.
Dad focus. That's
performed
dad focus
under pressure.
Right.
But he needed the 2 and the 4-year-old to help him out. I think that's what held him back. If they could have contributed a little more, he could have maybe closed the game.
I love the answer, too.
Jim,
you say hi?
No.
Really love having you here in the morning. It's been great and stuff. But I enjoyed listening to you on the weekends before you got into this role. I got to say the one thing I miss on the station is Brian Chapman referring to you as Jim Acosta.
You thought at some point people were going to actually think I was Jim Acosta.
Yeah, because he would say it all the time. And he did it to bother you and troll you.
Brian Chapman. It's very on brand for him.
Yes, it is.
And true story, when I was in West Michigan during 2016, I got so much Jim Acosta unintentional.
Yeah.
Like,
especially, I'm not him.
Right. When he was going toe-to-toe with Trump, like, hey, I don't need to deal with this right now. I am not Jim Acosta. I have Lions opinions. I have Tigers opinions. I'm not happy with the Red Wings right now. Like, I am not political news correspondent Jim Acosta. All right, coming up next, do you tell your partner when they don't look good? Real life example. Next, 97.1.
I've spent many years pulling into the driveway, looking at my roof going, gosh, I really need to get the roof redone. And we had a couple of leaks here and there. And I decided to call Mike Beattie and Rapid Roofing. And it was impressive from start to finish. Very professional. They showed up and the drone went up. They went on the roof. They showed me pictures. They described what they were going to do, why they were going to do it. They showed up one day, ripped the roof off, made the repairs, put the roof back on and cleaned everything up and were gone. And they could do most roofs in one day. They could do the same for you. That's Rapid Roofing. And you can give them a call at 888-360-ROOF. That's 888-360-ROOF. Or you can find more information on the web at rapidroofing.com.
Do you tell your partner when they look bad? In the first month of this show, we brought up that my wife needed to get her hair done. Her hairstylist had moved out of state. And, you know, is it cheating? And what do you do? We had people call and talk about their barber and their hairstylist and what the etiquette is. Well, enough time passed. Kelsey needed to get her hair done. And she went to someone new. And this was a bold choice. She wanted to get a color alteration.
Mm.
Bold.
Oh, boy.
She is a blonde, but wanted to do a little more blonde, mm-hmm. So a little more like root
strawberry
color.
Strawberry blonde a little bit,
yeah, but
adding
not,
some.
Yeah, more like brown blonde.
Dirty blonde.
Yeah.
You can say, you can say it.
As opposed to red. Well, what she got was.
She got red hair.
So I've learned so much about hair. Apparently there's a money piece at the front.
Yes, it's like normally women will make that a little bit lighter to highlight their face.
It was red as all get out. And
really?
She came home.
Next to her nice blonde hair.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Did not like it immediately.
Oh, she went ginger.
I wouldn't call it quite ginger, but it was, you hold it up to your forehead, you go, that is red. That's not blonde. That's not dirty blonde. That's not brown. That's red. She was unhappy immediately. But I've experienced this before, that when women have something different with their hair, they immediately hate it, but then a few hours later, they kind of grow into it and they like it.
Give it some time, do a couple shampoos. It all usually works out fine.
And that's what her stylist said when she was texting her. Right. Yeah. Trust
the
process.
Yeah. You've answered that phone call before?
I'll fix it if in a couple days you don't like it.
Yes.
That's what she kept getting back. She's like, hey, this isn't what I asked for. I'm not happy with this. Oh, wash it a couple times. It started to look worse the more she'd wash it. And she's asking me, she's like, how do I look? Does it look that bad? What do you think? And my initial response is always, looks good with hair.
Yeah, but she knows you're lying to her.
And then I thought I thread the needle as best I could. I said, if you don't like it, because I have no issues with it.
Yeah.
You look beautiful.
You're dancing on hot coals.
If you don't like it, let's take you somewhere else and let's get it redone, recolored. We'll change it. But I saw what she saw. It didn't look like her.
It didn't look good. Ultimately,
but,
though, you thought it looked bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you tell your partner that?
I think how you handled it was perfect. Like, hey, if you don't like this, it's not making you confident. Let's go get it fixed or go. Let's find somewhere else. Go redo it. You know, do what's going to make you happy. Just, you didn't really answer it, but you're supporting her.
Because I think it is like you are defusing a bomb in those moments as a partner. Now, that doesn't go both ways. If I get a lousy haircut, she'll go, who cut your hair? As soon as I haven't even like put my coat on the coat rack, who cut your hair? Was it somebody different? Where'd you go? You didn't go to whatever place.
You're going to go out in public like that?
Come on. Really? But I think with guys, we're defusing a bomb. You have to be very careful. It's the classic, do I look fat in these pants?
Yeah.
How honest are you with your partner? 248-539-9797.
She never looks fat in the pants.
Never.
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 Heather, how honest do you want Colin to be?
I would probably like him to answer the same way you did. If
you don't want him to be 100% honest with you?
And maybe 80%, 75%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a tough line to...
Depending on what it's about. I mean, but clearly he knows if I like something or not. And he's going to say,
right,
I can tell you don't like it, Heather. Let's go get that fixed. Or how about you go...
Right.
Not
it doesn't
like
actually
us,
have
but,
to answer it.
Right. Like I can 100%. See, he can just say, I see you're not happy with it. And if you're not happy with it, let's go get that changed. And that's how he would probably answer it. Because he knows what I'm already thinking.
I think it depends on what it is, too. If it's something stuck in your teeth, you tell your partner, hey, something stuck in your teeth. That's, hey, you got a little smudge on your face.
Like, my biggest pet peeve is when not even your partner, but, like, if you didn't tell me I had, like, a huge gob of something in my teeth.
Oh, I'd tell
you. And I go to the bathroom, and I'm like, dude, I just sat next to this guy, and he never told me I had a huge chunk of whatever left over in my teeth.
Yeah.
That would bother me.
Your shirt was on backwards for 2 hours of the show, and nobody told you. I mean, like, yeah, you want people to be honest with you.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's like halftime of a Michigan game. Doug, you got kale stuck in your teeth.
Exactly. You have to be honest with people about that because I think that's important.
But like clothes, if they're wearing something that like isn't flattering or they get something cosmetic done, hair, women, it's so many different things. It could be eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, how should a guy handle that if they don't like it or if they don't think it looks good?
So I handle it much like Colin probably does in regards to I can tell when I read facial expressions and how you ask the question. I can instantly tell you don't like it or maybe you do and there's a hopeful I hope he likes it.
Right.
And so I could generally I say because no one can ever really know what's going on in the mind of a woman, figure out how to respond. And I'll, you know, if I could tell that she doesn't like it and she's mad, sometimes she won't even ask because she already knows. And I'll just say, well, it's not my favorite. And you know, we'll discuss it at that point.
Not
and
my favorite. You might as well be insulting her though.
No, she's all right with it. Here is something that I think you guys have realized with me is I don't play the beat around the bush sort of game. If I'm going to say it, and it's I prefer to be a straight shooter and just come out with what it is because it's eventually going to come out. And it's the worst thing is you say something, she knows you're lying, she knows you don't like it. And then it's the Grand Inquisition until it finally comes out that, yeah, it's not my favorite. Like, you might as well just cut to the chase instead of going through that song and dance and get there.
But you have to know how the person's going to handle it. Like, Dan Campbell wants you to, and he can handle it.
Yeah.
If it's your partner who's very sensitive about a pretty big feature that they just spent hundreds of dollars on, there is a little bit of the tread lightly situation.
Yeah.
You're living with this person. You're going to see
them. The hard part is when there's a question that you don't know the answer to. And that is like when she come home with what she thinks is maybe something different.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, do you like the change? And you're like, I don't know what's different.
Oh
you don't realize.
You can't even tell.
Yeah.
Is it the hair? Is it the nails? Yeah. Is it the clothes?
Yeah.
What is it? What she can do?
Or, yeah. Oh, I know she's coming back from the hair salon. She's like, do you like it? I'm like, well, yeah. What's different?
Well, that's usually what happens. Colin's very good at that. He's always like, your hair looks awesome.
Yeah.
Even though he can't tell if I've done anything or not to my hair.
Yeah.
You just always say everything looks awesome. Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. Do you tell your partner when they don't look good? How do you have that conversation? How honest are you? It's 97.1.
Hey, speaking of how you look, if you want to lose weight, Want to lose weight fast? Probably not a conversation that you want to have with your significant other, but you can lose 40 pounds in 40 days with real whole foods. That means 40 pounds lighter before bathing suit season begins and summer starts. Right now, if you sign up at IdealU, you can get a $200 Visa gift card. Book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us. IdealU is different than other weight loss programs. It works, and it works fast. I lost 10 pounds in the first 10 days. I lost 60 pounds overall, and I've been able to keep it off with IdealU. IdealU, it's not shakes, bars, or prepackaged food. That's why you're able to maintain it when you've reached your goal. You're going to eat real whole food every day. IdealU works because they teach you what to eat and drink to lose weight. You're in contact with your weight loss coach on a daily basis. They want you to achieve your goals, and once you've achieved your goal, they teach you how to keep that weight off. IdealU will help you lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days. You can sign up now and get a $200 Visa gift card. Book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
My wife went to a new hair salon. Did not like what they did. What do you say as a guy when you're confronted with, "So what do you think?" Do you tell your partner? How honest are you? And be careful, you are defusing a bomb. Let's go to Ed and Wyandotte. Ed, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. What I have learned, and I've been with my wife for 40 years now, is when she comes in and say, "How do I look?" I say, "You're asking the wrong guy." I says, "Because I tell you, you always look beautiful to me." Now, if she came in and she offered me a choice, this blouse or that blouse or this dress or that dress, then I'll be honest and I'll say, "Okay, you look a little, I like you in this one or that."
Yeah.
But there's no way I'm going to tell her that she doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And then make her feel bad. It's just not, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the line I'll use is, "I like you in this one, but I'd like you more out of that one."
Oh, John.
There you go.
Ed's nodding his head.
Oh, geez.
I'm the wrong person to ask.
That's about the same response I get too.
Ed said, just kind of opt out. I'm the wrong person to ask.
Yeah.
Go ask someone else.
Uh-huh.
Heather, I showed you the photos.
You did. It didn't look good. It looked like the stylist did something backwards. Because like we talked about, I mean, most guys might not know what the money piece is. It's in the front of your face. It normally highlights your face, and it's normally lighter. Well, it's the hair that surrounds, it's like the fringe area of your hair that surrounds your face. And you normally do it in a little bit lighter than the rest of your hair. The picture you showed me looks like the stylist did it in reverse. It didn't look good.
She said money piece, not money shot. It's okay.
I did.
It's going to be okay.
Golly.
248-539-9797. What about you guys, married men behind the glass? Your wife says, "I got my hair done. I got my eyelashes, my eyebrows. I got a new dress. How does this look?" How honest are you if it legitimately does not look good?
My general thing is, and I learned this from my therapist as well, is trust your partner that she can handle it. Trust your partner that she can handle the response of your honesty and be honest. Look, there's ways to reframe this. To frame this in a positive light. So, yeah, I mean, we can, I don't want to say it's not a walking on eggshell situation, but hey, let's use some good verbiage, some positive words so that we can flip this into a positive.
And you're not just going to be like, "Oh, whoa, you look so fat in that. Your muffin top is coming over your jeans. Like, your hair looks," you're not going to be that honest.
muffin top.
Right? Like, you're not going to be like that.
That's the 80. That's the 80 out of honesty setting, not 100.
Right. But I think the way you handle and the way you word it, you can still be honest without being brutally honest, right?
I thought I handled it well, which was if you are not happy with it, that's what matters. We will get it fixed.
And then turn it around on the stylist's fault. Like, what was... I think the stylist didn't know what they were doing. Like, don't turn...
This is just a lousy place.
I don't think she did. It did not look good.
Hope you didn't leave a tip.
Wherever she went the second time to get it fixed, it looked great.
So she did... we don't need to go down this rabbit hole. She left a tip because she felt pressured to. At the end, it was like, hey, you know, leave a review and leave a tip. And she would tip no matter what, but she... tipped more than she should have. It was a darker salon. She didn't realize just how bad it was until she got home. Yeah.
I mean, it could have been worse, but it didn't look great.
Be honest, but don't add any hot sauce to your review.
Okay. No. Tone is really important here.
Yes.
With me, I can only remember one time where this sort of happened. It was the same thing with hair. Kelly kind of, she came home and she decided to get it darker. Mm-hmm. And it was like a reddish brown kind of look. And she asked what I thought, and I said, well, I think it looks good, but I like it when you get it, you know, blonde.
And that's all I said.
Yeah. I just said, if you ask me what I prefer, I said, but it looks good and stuff. I use that as an opportunity, I remember, to actually, my thing, you know this, Heather, I don't like short hair on women. I don't. It's like people have their tastes and don't have their taste. To me, that's a thing. Like, if Kelly came home with the Brenda Warner look, I don't know. That won't be a hard one to dance around.
You would be right up front. You would. Great topic, Jim. I'd have better luck juggling a live hand grenade than answering this one, John in Lake Orion. Gentlemen, get yourself a lady who can handle honest criticism and critique. Otherwise, kick her to the curb.
Ooh.
Says, I've always been completely honest about my significant other's appearance, behavior, etc. I'm twice divorced, so maybe don't do what I do. Chris in Heartland. Yeah. It says, what's the worst is when I say something I think is positive, but my wife takes it negatively on the ticket text.
Yeah, well, it's all about tone, and it's what's the saying? It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
35 years ago on a golf course, my wife asked me if her upper arms looked big because she was wearing a tank top. Oh, boy. You know where this is going.
Oh, boy.
Me being young and dumb at the time, I said, yeah, a little bit. Women, you want honesty. He goes on to say, 35 years later, she's never worn another tank top.
Oh, no.
My suggestion is shutting the F up when you are asked this question. Yes. He said, a little bit. Like, yeah, you know, if you hit the gym, it'd look a little better, but, you know, a little flabby underarm. Dude. Buddy.
Yeah. How about we ask that question? Worst responses you've ever given your significant other. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, a little bit.
Chris Fallar, if a woman asks you how she looks, how honest should you be?
Does she look good or bad?
She does not look good.
You know, be like, no,
fine is probably
the
fine.
Fine.
I mean, there's a difference between you look fine and
I've accidentally used fine plenty of times before.
I mean, fine can be okay.
You're not paying attention and they kind of come down the stairs and you're watching TV. Like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
That's the worst response. But if it's like, you look fine. Like, yeah, okay, exactly. Then that's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's how I said it.
Acceptable.
Yeah. Acceptable. Yes.
Yeah, man.
It's okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Fine as hell.
One more. This is tried and true. You're beautiful, but something's off to me.
I don't like that.
What's off? Now she's asking you to nitpick.
Yeah, you don't ask anything that requires a follow-up question. Yes.
Yikes. Anyway, all right, we're having some fun with this. We got a bunch of Tiger baseball still to mix in today. City Connect uniforms. Of course this happens. Yesterday, we joke with Doug and Gator what they're going to drop 5 minutes into your show.
Mm-hmm.
Right as soon as crosstalk ends, 97-1, it hits down the line. Hey, the jerseys are up on the website. You've got to be. Okay, we're going to talk jerseys. We're going to talk baseball team. It's all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay tuned. It's 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.